Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The rain has really picked up again as we get into early afternoon, and there is plenty more coming. Get your updates on traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 8s on News Radio 1080 KRLD. The DPS is expected to release more information this afternoon on two sheriff's deputies who were shot and killed during a standoff last night in the Concho County town of Eden, southeast of San Angelo. The suspect is locked up on $4 million bond. Get updates throughout the day on News Radio 1080 and at KRLD.com. Dallas police still looking over surveillance video to try to figure out who shot a 3-year-old girl at a gas station overnight.
Police say the driver of a pickup truck and driver of an SUV got into an argument in the parking lot of a gas station near I-45 in Illinois about 11 o'clock last night. Sergeant Tremise Jones says a 3-year-old girl was sitting in the pickup truck and was hit when the two drivers started shooting at each other.
She was transported to Children's Hospital by DFR. She was in critical condition.
Police spent the night at the gas station investigating. They say the driver of the pickup stayed and answered questions, but the driver of the SUV sped off. They watched surveillance video and are now looking for a silver Nissan Armada driven by a Latin man. Crime Stoppers is offering $5,000 for information that leads to an arrest and indictment. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Meanwhile, police say a young father shot and killed a man last night in Dallas, and he claims it was in self-defense.
A 22-year-old Latin male called 911 to report a road rage incident that resulted in him shooting the victim. The victim was a 36-year-old black male.
Sergeant Jones with Dallas Police says the incident started when a pickup rear-ended a car on the southbound service road of Central Expressway. The driver of the car had his wife and baby with him. He tells police the driver of the truck rammed him several times before trying to force his way into the family's car. Police say the young father pulled out a gun and shot the truck driver, killing him. The husband and wife were both taken in for questioning. They were later released. Police say a grand jury will be asked to decide if charges should be filed. A Dallas man who was wanted for a probation violation did police a big favor when he decided to make a run for it. KRLD's LP Phillips reports the man wasn't even behind the wheel of a car that had been pulled over.
What started as a routine traffic stop in Rockwall turned into a chase that hit speeds of more than 100 miles an hour during rush hour. A Rockwall County Sheriff's deputy had pulled over a car for a violation. That driver got out. It was the passenger who slid over and took off. It wound through stop traffic along I-30 and 635, ending in Dallas after a foot chase. Sheriff's Captain Greg Welch says this guy was wanted.
Appears that he had a warrant out of a county, I believe it was Denton. And that might be why he fled.
But here's the thing. The deputy who pulled over the car didn't know that and had no reason to suspect anything until the chase. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
The federal government is sending nearly $16 billion in pandemic relief funds to Texas. $512 million is going to Dallas County and the City of Dallas, getting another $355 million. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins says the money will go toward rental assistance and business assistance. He says there's even a possibility Dallas County residents will get a local stimulus check.
But there'll be all sorts of things that we can look at that will, you know, help improve. And this time we're going to do a lot more targeted assistance to businesses like restaurants, bars, and others who have really been more affected by COVID.
And in Tarrant County, Judge Glenn Whitley signed the request for the first round of funds yesterday. He expects the county to get $203 million in the next few weeks. The plan there is to give the money to those most impacted by the pandemic, especially small businesses and residents. Denton County officials say a reported spike in the number of COVID-19-related deaths, not something to be worried about. Here's KRLD's Bailey Friday.
Officials in Denton County say when it comes to COVID-19, things are still looking good, despite a higher than usual number of 11 reported deaths. Denton County Health Director Matt Richardson says that number is caused by the records review from the state.
We make requests with providers and organizations, hospitals, and we get those records sort of intermittently, and then as soon as we get them, we review them and report them at ASAP.
Richardson says the number does not indicate a rise in COVID-19 cases. In fact, he says the county's numbers are still heading in the right direction. He says hospitals are not anywhere near capacity, and as of yesterday, every person on the county's vaccine wait list has received an invitation to get a shot. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
More Texas children now cleared to get the COVID-19 vaccine after the FDA granted emergency use authorization of the Pfizer product for kids 12 to 15. Dr. John Carlo is with the state's COVID task force.
So we do expect the Moderna vaccine to also have a similar step. But, you know, at this point, the Pfizer vaccine is the only one that has taken this down to this age group. You know, again, the studies that came out looks very good for both protection and safety in this age group.
Officials across the state are urging parents to get their eligible children vaccinated before the current school year ends. Two big voices for the legal community in North Texas have been appointed to the Texas Crime Victims Institute Advisory Council. Kaufman County D.A. Early Wiley and Denton County Judge Leanne Breeding are eager to speak on behalf of crime victims. Wiley tells KRLD News the victims can sometimes be forgotten when people speak of criminal reform.
There's been a change looking at, you know, the sentencing, and we want to do what's right for the defendants and obviously protect their rights. But we do have victims that have been affected by crime.
Judge Breeding says it's important for victims to be able to address the criminal and impact statements, even if it's by Zoom. One of the candidates to be the next mayor of Fort Worth stepping down from her position with the local Democratic Party. Deborah Peoples has been the chair of the Tarrant County Democratic Party for nearly a decade. She says she's putting all her focus on winning the mayor's race now that it's in a runoff. Peoples facing Maddie Parker in the June 5th election. Parker previously served as chief of staff for outgoing mayor Betsy Price. Sports, the Rangers play an afternoon game in San Francisco today at 2:45. The Mavericks face the Grizzlies in Memphis tonight at 7.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere. For the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.